Today's Best Mix, Star 99.9, it is Kevin Begley, and I am joined by Dustin Miller from Nitro Circus Live. Nitro Circus happening tomorrow night, Friday night, in Bridgeport at the ballpark at Harbor Yard. We are so pumped for this show. How have the shows been going on tour?
Oh, man, it's been awesome. Crowds are amazing.
Nice.
We've been all over North America, so it's been pretty busy, hectic, and I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to New England. I've been here a few times, but never with a show like this, so it should be good.
Now, how does Nitro Circus, for people who maybe aren't familiar with the show and all that, how does it vary from, like, a competition, like, for you? Is it more performing, or do you still get the same adrenaline from it?
Yeah, and with the contest, you don't see... I mean, my section is the motocross part, so in a contest, you would see one guy on the course at a time, and our whole act is pretty much everybody going all the time. Sometimes you're like wheel to wheel, side by side. Like, I always tell everyone my favorite part's the thing we call the nitro bomb, where we line up three wide side by side.
Right.
And so you're literally like elbow to elbow backflipping.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It makes me pretty nervous every show, but it's cool when you finish.
Now, during the show, do people have roles almost like a sports team? Like, is there certain things that each person does, or do you just coordinate? You know.
Yeah, I mean, certain riders are better at certain types of tricks different things. So, yeah, we kind of all, like, we have big boards that tells everyone where to be, when to be, what to do. And we kind of hold each other to a pretty high standard. So you'll hear about it at the end of the night if you screw it up.
Right. Now, you've been doing this for a long time. So when you were younger, like when you were a kid, was this what you always wanted to do? Or did it sort of just happen because you were passionate about it?
Yeah, I mean... it's kind of like a pipe dream when you're like a young teenager, but after a while, you know, you figure out you can make a living somewhat, and then it becomes like another job. You know, you learn how to like work the system and get involved with cool things like this and meet the right people. And so I'm 35 years old now, and I've been doing this for 16 years, and I still love it.
Yeah. It must be crazy that you're essentially on a tour now. So Nitro Circus, like, you're touring the country and the world and playing all these different places. And it must be so neat because, you know, when you were younger, you probably never thought that you'd be on a tour, almost like a band.
No, exactly. That's what I mean. Like, I remember growing up as a kid racing motocross and just looking at magazines thinking, I can't believe, or I can't imagine like having a picture in one of these magazines.
Yeah, so like out of the question.
Yeah, and then even doing things like this, like it still baffles me that we get to come and talk about this stuff and show all the things I loved as a kid to other kids and other families and people that just love motorcycles, scooters, BMX.
And so motocross has gotten more and more popular with every year that goes by. Do you think that... I mean, it's one of the most popular, you know, sort of action sports. Do you think it would ever get to the level that it would be like in the Olympics? Like we just had the Olympics in Rio.
Yeah.
Would it ever get to that point, you think?
I know for moto, because they don't have motorized sports in the Olympics.
Right.
So for us, it could never happen.
Oh, so they don't even allow it.
But they are including skateboarding, and they've put BMX racing in there.
Yeah.
And so they are including things like that.
It makes sense. And you guys have BMX guys in the Nitro Circus show.
Yeah, there's scooters, BMX, skateboarding, and then a bunch of contraptions too, where they do some crazy stuff.
Nice. So you do these tricks so much. Is there any trick where you still get like an adrenaline rush from? Like, I feel like you do it so much, but does it feel like you're in the motions every time, or do you still get that rush when you do it?
Oh, no, for sure. And I definitely have to remind myself, if I have those days where you kind of feel unfocused or like it's maybe, I shouldn't say too easy, because it's always difficult, but just where you're not thinking about things as much, those are the days you can get hurt. So I try to remind myself each morning before I ride, or especially at a show, because we're all together, like stay focused. If I crash, I hurt other people too. So you always have to be focused.
So what is so the fans at these Nitro Circus shows, I mean, everything sort of is mind blowing at this I've watched a bunch of the videos and stuff, but live, it must be so insane. What is your favorite part as being part of the show?
There's a few things. I really like the BMX big air section. Mm-hmm. I've always loved BMX, so that's one of my favorite parts. And then also when Bruce Cook comes out, he paralyzed himself in a motocross accident, but he came back, relearned how to backflip, and he does it on a special bike that he designed, and it's pretty inspiring.
Wow, that's neat. Awesome. Well, we're so excited for this show, Dustin. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we'll see you tomorrow night at the ballpark at Harbor Yard in Bridgeport, yep. Nitro Circus Live. You can still get tickets at nitrocircus.com, and you can head down there tomorrow night. It's full.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Today's best mix, Star 99.9.